Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
This is Kevin on Vectis Radio, beaming to you from the Isle of Wight. And as promised, my special guest, for guests are always special, has just strolled into the studio, wrapped up against the weather. Hello, Amanda.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Amanda. This is Amanda Coyle from Isle of Wight Volunteer Centre. And Amanda is organising, as we speak, a rather large event next Saturday. Can you tell us all about it, Amanda?
Okay, so next Saturday we are hosting the 6th annual volunteer fair, held at the Ventnor Botanic Gardens in Ventnor, and it will be there. We'll be there between 11 and 3 to meet the public, myself, along with 37 other organisations.
Wow.
Yep. To speak to anybody who is interested in supporting their communities, looking to volunteer for whatever reason.
Okay, so this event's been held before.
It
so,
has,
and
yeah.
Is it growing every year by any chance?
It is, yeah. Year on year, there we get more and more people attending.
Okay.
I think everybody you speak to volunteers in some way or another, and we live on such a wonderful island where everybody wants to help each other.
Okay.
Volunteering's a great way to do
that. Oh, that's lovely. But there's quite a range of organisations too, aren't there? So
I
think a lot of people might think, well, my experience is quite limited in a certain area, so how on earth would what I do match up with what an organisation wants?
Yeah.
Is that what people commonly say, and is that part of what you do to point people in the right direction?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, lots of people have got transferable skills that they might not recognise they have.
Yeah.
People volunteer for a whole host of reasons, whether it's because they've taken time out of work and they're coming back into work, whether they've never had a job before, whether they're looking to gain some new skills or to expand on the skills that they've already got, or that newly retired people looking to fill in their time, or young kids looking to do the Duke of Edinburgh. There's lots and lots of different things.
So any age,
any abilities.
Really?
Something for everybody.
Really?
Yeah,
is that
absolutely
actually true? So it doesn't matter what your background is.
Does not matter what your background is. There shouldn't be any barriers to volunteering.
No, but I think people do feel that, don't they? That maybe I wouldn't be good enough, or there's nothing I could offer. Do you think, what would you say to people who maybe every year think about it? Because it's that time of year, isn't it?
Should I do it or shouldn't I? Now, volunteering is a great way. If somebody's lacking in confidence, it's a great way to kind of boost your softer skills, to meet people, to kind of ease yourself back into something or to try something new.
Yeah, and presumably it's not like signing up for 5 days a week full-time work either.
No.
You can fit it to suit you, can't you?
Every volunteer opportunity is different. They come in all different shapes and sizes. It might be you're the type of person that likes routine, so you want that Monday afternoon slot, and there's lots of opportunities that will fulfil that for you.
Yeah.
It might be that you want something more flexible. So, I mean, personally, I manage a voluntary car service, and I've got nearly 60 of my own volunteers. But they can volunteer as and when through the week. It all depends when trips are booked. It's a really
easy
volunteer opportunity to engage in.
Yeah.
So you do it as and when. It fits in around what you're doing.
Yeah.
But again, there are other volunteer opportunities. If you want to do it 5 days a week, I'm sure we can find you something. There is something there for everybody.
Yeah.
And again, geographically, you could volunteer from home, you can volunteer in community buildings, in shops, in the zoos, archaeology sites.
Yeah. Wow.
Anywhere.
And any type of work as well. Could you give us an idea of what sorts of, just give us an idea of the range of things that could be on offer?
Okay, I mean, at the volunteer fair, we've got everything from arts and archaeology through to wildlife and everything in between. If you're interested in the arts, the theatre, Maritime Volunteer Service will be there, Shanklin Theatre will be there. If you're looking to support children who are poorly, we've got organisations like Layla's Trust. If you're really good at listening, the Samaritans are there. It depends. Most people, when they want to volunteer, they want to have a link to the organisation that they're going to volunteer for.
Yeah.
And I think that the volunteer fair at Ventnor Botanics is fantastic. To if you don't know where to start, or you kind of you do, but you want a bit more information, it's just a great place to go without any commitment, to go and have a chat and just find out more about it.
Yeah, I like that idea, because I think that's part of, there is a little bit of a barrier, isn't there? It's quite, it could be quite a nerve-wracking thing to do, couldn't it, to just go to an organisation and say, do you want to volunteer? But for this event, you can just, it's like going shopping, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You don't actually have to buy anything.
Not
you
at
can,
all.
You can just wander
it's
around
just
like
a window
a
shopping event.
Yeah, nobody's going to besiege you and try and grab you by the throat.
No, no.
Force you to sign anything.
Not at all. I mean, last year we had over 200 people come along. Brilliant. So there are so many people kind of buzzing around the building on the day.
Yeah.
And everybody's engaged in chatting.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a really great day. There's such a buzz happens in the building, and it's just, you leave feeling really good.
Yeah, that's nice. And it's a great place to have it as well, because you've got the gardens and there's a nice cafe and all sorts, isn't there?
All of which
make
will be open on the day. Yeah.
Lovely. I like it. Even better. Cup of coffee and cake.
Yeah.
What could be better? But you do this because you are, you run the Isle of Wight Volunteer Centre. But also, there's a, you're also here because there's a connection between you and me already, isn't there?
There is.
With the Friday afternoon show.
There
Go
is,
on, Amanda,
yeah.
Explain it to everyone.
Okay, so you kindly approached me, Kevin. You start doing this Friday afternoon slot where you want to promote volunteering on the island and chat to voluntary organisations. So I spoke to the organisations that I work with, and you're now going to have a regular Friday slot.
Yeah.
With lots of different organisations coming in to chat to you.
Yeah.
And it's been a really popular kind of promotion,
we've
hasn't it?
We got a fantastic response, didn't we?
Yeah, you've got you booked up for months.
What? Yeah, I chatted to Amanda, must be, what, a couple of months ago? And Amanda put an email around to, what, I don't know, 100 or so organisations?
No, about 300 organisations.
300.
Yeah, we've got a number of organisations registered with
so,
the centre.
And at the moment, touch wood, every Friday at about 2:15 until August at least, so that's every single week, an organisation is going to come in around this time to chat to me about what they do, and also one of the volunteers will be there with them.
Yeah, hopefully.
So it's all about what the organisation does, the sort of skills they're looking for, and how volunteering can maybe change people's lives as well.
I mean, we've talked a lot about volunteering for the organisations, but what volunteering gives back to you as a person, you just can't describe it.
Yeah.
It's it's very much a two-way thing.
Yeah, and it's worth pointing out that all the presenters on Vectis Radio are volunteers. Mm-hmm. So we're volunteering now. So, and we get so much out of it.
Yeah.
So it's not just a one-way street, is
not
it?
Not at all.
You learn, you're learning all the time.
Absolutely.
Meeting new people.
Yeah.
Acquiring new skills and having fun.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That just about sums it up.
It does.
Okay. Okay, Amanda. Can you give us a reminder then about the big event next Saturday?
Okay.
And so, where people can get more information?
Yeah. Okay. So, again, next Saturday at the Ventnor Botanic Gardens, we're having a volunteer fair from 11 till 3. If you want any more information before the day, feel free to give me a call on 539377. If you're interested in volunteering but you can't make it along on Saturday, feel free to give that number a call as well. I'm happy to chat to anybody.
Okay.
I do promote, like Kevin says, I do work at the Isle of Wight Volunteer Centre, so this isn't just a one-off event. I promote volunteering all year round for these organisations. So if you're interested and you want to find out more, please get in touch.
Yeah, and you're based at the Riverside Centre.
I am based at the Riverside
Centre. Which is where we are now.
It is.
Amazing.
I had to walk a long way.
We're neighbours, aren't we? Yeah, so one last time, just give us the phone number, would you, Amanda?
Yep.
Just repeat
it's
that.
539377.
Beautiful in a in your best radio voice as well, which is much better than mine. Okay, that's brilliant, and I hope it's a fantastic day next Saturday.
Yeah, no, thank you. We're looking forward to welcoming lots of people.
Okay, and thanks for coming in today, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.